We are going to get high this hour. Not from chemicals or drugs or booze, but from healthy, natural alternatives. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, April 30th. We will talk with the author of High, Six Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape, in just a few minutes, about some safe and sober ways to reduce stress and anxiety and depression and increase our health. But first, Bill Martins joins me. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. You count on WPR's Ideas Network for talk about issues that matter to you, and WPR counts on you to keep these discussions going. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Joy, we're going to start things off this morning with a goal of 32 pledges this hour. Your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 gets us one step closer to meeting the goal and one step closer to funding the programs you count on.
On this show, you hear multiple sides of an issue, so you can make up your own mind on the issues of the day. And you can count on hearing a fair, inclusive conversation. Together, we keep up with the news of the day. We have some fun. We follow our curiosity and we learn.
Yeah, there's really nothing else like this on the radio. It's really something special. Your support is a vital part of what makes it possible. In fact, the single biggest piece of our funding is listener support. So make your pledge during this, our spring membership drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and support the radio programs you depend on.
You give to Wisconsin Public Radio because you understand WPR is listener-supported radio. You want to support that the programs that you value. But as an added incentive, we have something special during this spring membership drive. When you give $60 a year or more, that's $5 a month, you can ask for the I Love WPR magnets.
Yeah, you'll get one large and one small magnet. You can put one on your car or on the fridge. Ask for the magnets now and show your support for WPR when you make your pledge at WPR.org or
888-202-2552.
Oh, man. It's already time to get up. I feel like I just fell asleep.
We're looking for your pledge of support. 888-202-2552.
Oh, geez. And it's pledge drive. This is a great start to the day.
We've got coffee mugs.
I don't get it. I pay my taxes in their government-supported radio. I'm already supporting them.
Actually, Janet, that's not quite correct.
Whoa. Hello?
Good morning, Janet. It's true. Your federal and state taxes do support WPR. About a couple of bucks a year per taxpayer. But isn't WPR worth more to you than a couple of bucks a year?
But if a few bucks comes from everyone's taxes, it all adds up, like you always say.
Oh, it does add up, and it's an essential part of what we do.
But did you know that listener support is the single largest piece of our budget?
I had no idea that donating mattered so much.
Yep. Without listener support, well, it's unimaginable. We're asking for your support because it really matters.
We really are talking to you. Don't make us come through the radio. Pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this spring membership drive. Wisconsin legislators are busy planning the state budget for the next 2 years, and there's a debate about the level of funding for Wisconsin Public Broadcasting. As proposed, the budget would result in a $3 million annual cut in state support for public broadcasting. And that funding has been essential to delivering programs throughout the state.
Wisconsin Public Broadcasting is working hard to address this challenge as the budget process goes forward. And listener support continues to be a vital part of the WPR budget. Your donation is more important than ever at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you ask a WPR member why they give, they'll probably tell you it feels better to listen to WPR when you do give. It's that great buzz that you feel when you know you're a part of making something special happen.
So help make great radio happen with your first ever gift of, say, $5 a month, and enjoy that buzz. Starts with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Working toward a goal of 32 pledges during this hour. Your gift right now will help us reach that goal, help us stay on track. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget to show your support for WPR with the new I Love WPR magnets. They're yours for a pledge of just $5 a month or $60 a year at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Kimberly from Green Bay, who says, "I cannot imagine a day without WPR. This is why I choose to be a sustainer and have my donations automatically occur monthly. I heart WPR." Thank you very much, Kimberly. You can heart WPR too at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, Bill. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's human nature to look for happiness, pleasure, and escape. But some people find this through drugs or other destructive behaviors. We'll speak with an author this hour who says there are many other healthy ways to enjoy life without feeling guilty. And we will welcome your questions for her. We'll also welcome your own natural highs. What do you do to enhance your happiness, to feel pleasure? Something that's a healthy alternative to drugs or alcohol. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Jody Gould is an award-winning journalist and author of 8 books. Her most recent book is High: 6 Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So why did you decide to write this book?
Well, actually, I'm a journalist. I'm not a psychologist or a neurologist or an expert in addiction, but I have written about it actually in the past. And I had several questions that I wanted to find out about. And one is, what makes people like me who enjoy wine with dinner and with friends not become an alcoholic and able to moderate, while others don't know when to stop? And the other question was, what can we do to get that same natural feeling of pleasure and euphoria and escape that are safer and healthier? So this book explores 2 of these questions.
Right, and you're not necessarily saying the average person needs to give up having that glass of wine with dinner.
I want to be clear about that to your listeners, that I want to take the shame away from people who have this desire to get high, because what I discovered is that it is actually a universal need that we share with other animals, and it's been going on since the dawn of time, and it's much like our drive for food and our thirst and sex and so forth, and it is a universal experience. It's a human experience and an animal experience, as a matter of fact. So I take the shame out of the desire to get high. It's okay to indulge in a little wine or whatever, is your cocktail of choice, but just don't overdo it. And I should add very, very strenuously that if you are an addict, of course, if you are an addictive personality, if you're a teenager, you should not indulge.
Yeah. And I'm having my coffee right now. That gives me a little bit of a high. Is that okay?
It's absolutely, not only is it okay, and I've had 2 cups of coffee before speaking with you, it's actually been proven now, happily for us, that it's good for the brain. So go ahead and have your coffee.
Yeah.
Good
so what,
for you.
What's going on in the brain? Why is it wanting to, seek pleasure?
Well, the brain, it's very interesting. The brain has what's called a reward center, and it's technically in the limbic system, but it is a reward center that if you take photographs of the brain through MRIs, it will actually light up when we have pleasurable experiences. And that includes, unfortunately, chemicals and drugs and alcohol that will light up the reward center. But the good news is that it can also be set off by doing fun, natural things like having dinner with friends, going bike riding, exercising, laughing, going on vacation. So the brain actually is really the center that motivates the high principle, really.
Yeah, and we'll
the brain
get
in, has everything to do it.
We'll get into the six principles in just a moment. But did you learn why some people can't stop at that one glass of wine at dinner, and that they are they're using the alcohol or another drug to stay high?
Yes, I just wanted to add that one of the reasons why the brain is so important is that it produces a natural chemical, a dopamine, that is a natural opiate, actually, that simulates the same kind of feeling that we get when we take morphine-like opiates. And what happens for those who resist, when we have dinner with friends, when we have sex, when we have other types of fun, the brain will also release this dopamine, the same chemical, the same natural chemical that makes us feel high when we're doing drugs. What happens with addicts, unfortunately, is that they lose the ability to feel good without the drugs and alcohol. But those natural highs that we can pursue are even stronger, and they last longer than those that we get through alcohol and drugs. That's the good news.
Yeah. Is there evidence that these natural highs can successfully help those who are addicted?
Yes, if they can rewire their brain. You see, what happens is their brain gets rewired, and they can't seek rewards in any other way. But of course, if you get help, if you go to rehab, if you go to 12-step programs, you can change your behavior. And then what I highly recommend is that you replace them with what I call the pleasure principles, and doing other things that gives you similar but stronger, healthier, and longer-lasting highs. Well, and yes, you can absolutely get the same kind of high that you get through drugs and alcohol.
Well, let's we'll quickly go through the six principles, and then we'll go more into depth as we move along. Principle number one is move. So if we move the body, we're going to help the mind.
Yes, that's number one, because it's so important, because as I said, it produces that natural chemical, the endorphins, the dopamine, which makes us feel high. And we've all heard about the runner's high.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real thing. People tell me, I'm not a runner, I'm a spinner. I like indoor cycling. It does the same thing to me. But runners tell me that they feel euphoric after they've gone on a run, and it does not mean that you have to be a marathoner. It can be just walking fast. It can be, however you like to move, playing tennis, sports, putting weights on your ankles and doing a mall walk. If it really has to do with getting the heart pumping, that really, it's the cardio that really produces those chemicals. So you do have to move quickly. But I realize that there are a lot of exercise haters out there. Not everybody, like Bruce Springsteen's song, is born to run.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many other things that you can do to move around. And the main thing is to choose something that you really enjoy so that you're going to keep doing it. But that is one of the greatest, strongest mood-enhancing things that you can do. So that's one of the greatest, strongest pleasure principles. That's number one.
And number two is restore. And I feel the bliss after my yoga class. So that's what's happening there.
You and I both were yoginis.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that that's the other thing that I do. Aside from getting the cardio exercise from spinning, I do yoga. I've written a book on meditation. I'm ashamed to say that I'm a New Yorker and I don't take enough time to meditate, but it just takes about 20 minutes a day to actually change your physical chemistry. It reduces stress and anxiety. It's been used with soldiers who are suffering from post-traumatic stress. They're incorporating it into the schools because it actually helps with the educational process. It helps fire up the neurons. It's amazing how many positive benefits you get from meditating.
And
that said, again, people are not always able to sit still and clear their mind, which is what it takes. So there's another thing that they can do. It's called the relaxation response. That you can do while you're moving around. And it just requires having some kind of mantra, some kind of phrase that you repeat in your mind. And it just calms you down. And it as I said, there are physical changes that take place when you do these things. And the other thing that people can do is pray. It doesn't have to be in a church, synagogue, or temple. It can be done for a few minutes each day, a time for reflection like the Quakers do. It's just a chance to slow down and unplug, and the benefits are physical, and they are tremendous emotionally.
We will talk about the other principles when we come back. We will talk about how creating helps us, celebration helps us, and giving helps us. We'll also talk about giving to Wisconsin Public Radio, as well as this is our spring membership drive. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Bill Martins, and this is our spring membership drive. Your support is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. We'll get back to our guests soon and our discussion about natural highs. But first, we encourage you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your gift in support of the programs you count on.
And we're looking for 31 pledges in the next 35 minutes or so to stay on track this hour. Your support helps keep this station strong, so help pay for the Joy Cardine Show when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you are thinking your tax dollars, federal and state, already support WPR, you're right. They do, and we thank you for that.
But contributions from individual listeners make the quality and variety of programs on WPR possible. Listener support is actually the single biggest piece of our budget pie, so you make the difference. Because WPR matters to you, make a personal contribution to pay for the radio programs you listen to at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And during this membership drive, you can choose the new I Heart WPR magnets as your thank you gift for your pledge of $60 or more. That's $5 a month. Your pledge supports the programs, and you'll love the magnets.
Yeah, you're going to get one large one and one small. They look exactly the same, except different sizes. Stick them on your car or on the fridge. But you got to pledge now. Show your love for WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and ask for your new WPR magnets.
Public radio does a service. It's not just the regular state, local, and federal news. It encompasses your life. To make an informed decision, you have to have the two views. You can't have two views if someone's shouting at you that this is the way you should think. I like to be able to make up my own mind. For me, it has always been a friend.
Rather than waiting for a pledge, because if there's not a pledge time on the radio, it kind of falls to the back of your mind. But it just got to a point where I said, you know what? Rather than sending in a big thing right away, why don't we just do it so much a month? It's just easier, and I don't worry about it. And at the end of the year, I get a statement from my credit card, and I know how much we donated. It was just easier to do it as a sustaining member. I'm Larry.
I'm Ellie.
And we're from Madison, Wisconsin.
And please join us as sustaining members of Wisconsin Public Radio.
You can make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and count on your pledge.
Yeah, at WPR, you get to choose how much you give. A contribution of any amount makes a big difference. So here are some suggested amounts. You know, you think about the same amount you pay per month for Netflix or cable or coffee, perhaps, which, like WPR, is probably something you look forward to every day. I know I do. Pledge now. You pick the amount. Your pledge makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you to Aaron from Two Rivers, who pledged and said WPR is on our radio, in the car, and at home, even when we're away. It keeps our dogs company.
Perfect.
Hi, Aaron's dogs. Good morning to you. You can pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe the dogs will call in this hour. You never know. And also a reminder that for $5 a month or $60 a year, you can ask for the I Love WPR magnets.
There's one of them.
That's the annual pledge drive sound effect. $5 a month, and just make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Thanks very much, Bill. Talk to you in a little bit. Now back to our discussion with Jody Gould, who is the author of Hi, 6 Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape. Talking about some healthy, natural ways to enjoy life and not feel guilty. How do you get a natural high? Do you dance? Do you volunteer? Do you meditate? What else makes you feel good? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And we are getting some listener response. We have Joe on Facebook who says, bike commuting to work gets my endorphins a-pumpin'. I feel great all day. So that's the move principle, right, Jody?
Absolutely. Oh, what a wonderful thing to do. Not only is that great for, as he said, the endorphin rush, but are you doing something environmentally good? So terrific. Kudos.
Yeah, that's right.
Kudos to him. So I think that's terrific. If you can bike to work rather than, take the commuter transportation or certainly driving, I think it's terrific.
Yeah, what about that feeling as though you're doing good, as Joe is for the environment, by doing that?
Well, yes, that's sort of, I guess that falls under the giving.
Right.
But yeah, I think that increases your feeling of self-worth and self-esteem by giving, which we can talk about.
Yeah, so yeah, that's actually principle number 6, but it's okay to go out of order. So why does principle number 6 to give? Why is that what does that do to our brains?
Well, as I was saying, what it does is increase your feeling of self-esteem and self-confidence when you give. It encourages friendships with others and makes us feel less isolated, especially when we join a charity or volunteer. You volunteer for a food bank, you become a big sister, a big brother, you go on a charity walk. That sort of combines all these pleasure principles, I might add, can be combined because going on a charity walk combines with connecting with other people and bonding with other people. So you feel a part of a larger group, and that always makes us feel better, and that makes us feel high. If you like animals, the Humane Society is a great way of doing it. And it is especially important for people who are addicted, that they give of themselves. That helps them take them out of their own personal misery, because I guarantee you, whatever you're going through, there are other people that are having an even harder time. And look at what's going on in Kathmandu with the earthquake. There are people suffering all over the world. And if you can tap into those who are less fortunate and give of yourself, I guarantee you that it's going to make you feel so much better.
Yeah. And but let's talk a little bit more about principle number 3, connect. You did just mention it, but doing things with our family and with our friends and in the community, what does that do to help us feel pleasure?
Well, there have been studies that show that connecting can actually help us live longer and improve our immune system. And it's good for our health as well as it's good for our psychological well-being. Connecting is bonding with your family, friends, and community. And it's a survey that I took in the book for about 400 people. They picked that as one of their top 3 pleasure principles. And if we were lucky enough to be raised in nurturing households with loving people, we are less likely to fall prey to addiction and drug and alcohol. And it certainly gives us, connecting with others who are not using, gives us an easier time in recovery. So I encourage, of course, those who are in the throes of some kind of addiction, you have to actually change the group of people you're connecting with and be with people who are mentors and who are good role models. And there's actually a study called the Rosetto Study that was done in the 50s, and it was about a group of people from Italy who came to Pennsylvania. And during that time, as you know, that we weren't so health conscious in terms of what we were eating. It was sort of steak and potatoes and very high cholesterol foods. And these people, even though they were Italian, were not on the Mediterranean diet, and they didn't exercise. But what one professor found out is that no one under 55 died of a heart attack. And they thought, well, why is this happening? They're doing all the wrong things. They're not moving. They're not doing all the things I suggest. They're not eating well. But what they discovered is that they lived in a close-knit community, and they spent most of their free time with each other. They visited each other. They went to church together. They had multi-generational gatherings, and all of these things were very health producing, and that's why they live longer. So being social and being connected is one of the major principles for achieving pleasure in our lives.
Another major principle is to create. What do I need to create?
You can create whatever it is that you feel that you enjoy. It doesn't necessarily have to be something that you do best. It can be something if you like to sing. You don't have to be auditioning for The Voice or for American Idol. You can sing in the shower. You can join your community theater group. You can join your church choir. You can just sing in the privacy of your own home, as I said, in the shower or with friends and even in your garage. You can make music if you're talented enough to be able to play an instrument, even better, because that really does produce a lot of good of brain activity. If you can, as I said, join a band or a singing group, that's great. If you're an artist, take out a sketchbook, and you can either do it therapeutically and write down and draw your feelings, or you can draw a landscape. All those things are really great. And I'm a writer, so I can attest to the fact that writing is one of the most wonderful things you can do. Try your hand at fiction. There's all these things online like Wattpad that you can join up and write a short story and put it out there. Or you can, again, do it privately. You can do it old school and write in a journal. But it's all those things are tremendous mood boosters.
Yeah, and do we know why they boost our mood?
Well, there's been a study. The American Journal of Public Health found that music, visual arts therapy, dancing, and creative writing can reduce some psychological disorders. It's been proven scientifically. And as we know, art therapy is used quite often with children who have disabilities. It's used in prisons. It's used with people who have depression and, of course, with addiction to reduce stress. And it helps us keep in touch with our feelings. And that's one reason why it works so well.
And what about celebrating? How does I mean, I guess it's intuitive. Celebrating,
yes,
makes us feel happy, huh?
Yeah, well, what happens is as we get older, well, you remember how when we were children we used to look forward to our birthdays? It was such a big thing. And then as we get older, we kind of lose that a little bit, which is a shame. We've got to get back to that. And even again, going back to childhood, you know how you used to spin around so you get dizzy?
Yep.
That was kind of a natural way that children got high, or you rolled down a hill. That kind of thing, the idea of playing and as well as marking milestones, which can improve our relationships, anniversaries, Valentine's Day, it helps us bond together. Celebrating our love for one another is one of the ways that we can we get in touch with our spiritual side, and it involves going to weddings, graduations. There's always food, there's family, there's dancing. Again, this is the combination the merging of the many principles, singing. It involves doing many things that we find gives us this great natural high. And another thing, we have Mother's Day coming up, by the way, and so that's a wonderful way to both connect with family and to celebrate, you know, your love of your mother and father. The other good way to celebrate is to laugh. That, in that survey I was telling you about, mm-hmm. was chosen as the number one pleasure principle for people, which I thought was surprising. I thought it would be either connecting or maybe sex. That was number two. But laughter was the number one greatest pleasure principle for the people that I talk to. And that's because there are two things going on. It physically lowers your blood pressure. It increases your breathing. When you laugh, you have to take in more oxygen, but it also just reduces your stress and anxiety. So I encourage people to go to a stand-up show, watch a comedy, watch a comic movie, go to a play that's funny, or just get together with your friends and laugh about old times.
Yeah, let me jump in, Jody, because we have a break here. And when we come back, we will talk more about these pleasure principles. We've talked about them all throughout the hour so far. Principle number one, move. Two is restore. Three is connect. Four is create. Five is celebrate, and six is give. How do you get a natural high? How do you relax or have fun without drugs or alcohol? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll get back to our discussion with Jody Gould, who is the author of High, Six Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape, in just a few minutes. But Bill Martins joins me now with an update on our spring membership drive. We are asking for your support, your pledges of any amount, to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 29 pledges in the next 20 minutes or so. So 29 pledges by 7 o'clock. Make your gift to support the station you love.
Thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, help us stay on track by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation about High, Six Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape. Just an example of kind of the interesting and informative, maybe fun programs that we do on the show from time to time. And now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A sustaining membership is truly the gift that keeps on giving. As a sustainer, your membership doesn't have an expiration date. That's because the monthly deductions come from your bank account or charges on your credit or debit card will automatically renew each year. Give the gift that keeps on giving by becoming a sustainer with a monthly gift in whatever amount is right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
You've got something dynamite. I mean, I just want to give the biggest, most sincere thanks to the people that had this as their brainchild and that worked to see it to its fruition. You know, it's one of the tools of democracy that we have. We don't have town hall meetings anymore, but we do have an electronic town hall meeting on the Ideas Network.
You can pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are asking for your support. Maybe your gift is $10 a month or $20 a month. You decide, and whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
You know, new members are very important, and without you, we wouldn't be able to increase and improve our services as we do every year. And I'm looking up at the board. We've got two new members this hour, so let's see if we can get a few more. more. When you make your first ever gift right now, it shows you're willing to stand up and be counted as the next member in our WPR community.
You care enough to listen. Now support your source for meaningful radio. If you've never given before, make your first gift of $5 a month or whatever amount works for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Again, looking for 29 pledges in about the next 20 minutes to meet our hourly goal. So we've got a little ways to go, but certainly not impossible. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, during this pledge drive, we are offering something special. Show your support for WPR with the new I Love WPR magnets. They are yours for a pledge of $5 a month. That's $60 a year or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And something to think about if you're not already a sustainer. Then become one. It's easy to set up convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Karen from Madison, who pledged and said, I am in Mexico right now. I live in Madison. I'm gone, though, 2.5 months during the spring and winter to live in Mexico. I rely on WPR to keep me informed and entertained. It's a lifeline. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, get away from winter and you still get WPR. What more could you want?
Yeah, and you still pledge during a pledge drive to WPR. Thank you, Karen. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, Bill. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We have been talking about safe and sober ways to get high. We are talking with the author of High, Six Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our guest is telling us why our brain seeks pleasure and how it works when it's craving drugs and alcohol, and how the six pleasure principles can be effective substitutes. So we've been talking about these six pleasure principles, like exercise and moving, like restoring our mind, body, and spirit through yoga or meditation, how connecting with friends and family can fend off depression, talking about the role of creating and celebrating and how they can reduce stress and protect us from pain. And then there's giving or volunteering. It can give us purpose. It can increase our endorphin production. It can enhance our immune system. So we wonder how you get high without chemicals. What do you do to seek pleasure? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Jody Gould is an award-winning journalist and author of many books. Her most recent is High, Six Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape. Corinne on Facebook says, I noticed how none of the six tips include smartphones, TVs, or computers. Spending time in nature is my go-to method. It is an easy, natural habit to form. So, Jody, what do you think?
Oh, she's absolutely right, and it's in the book. That's one of the best ways that one can find peace and restoration, and it's definitely in the book. And I suggest it can be anything from taking a walk in the park if you happen to be lucky enough to live in a beautiful place, go canoeing, kayaking, go hiking, just literally smelling the flowers will help us. And again, all of this is based on scientific studies. It reduces our stress. It lowers our blood pressure. Reconnecting with nature improves our mood. It reduces depression. And it's one of the most life-affirming things that you can do. And as far as unplugging, absolutely. We have to take a time to unplug and reboot our spirits. And it's always a shame when I go to the beach and I see people on their smartphones. they're not taking advantage of relaxation. And I just want to add, you said that one of your listeners goes to Mexico and spends a lot of time there. Vacations is one of the most important things that we can do. And unfortunately, we are an extremely vacation-deprived country. Mm-hmm. Unlike Europe, where they have 30 days of vacation, imagine that, Americans, paid vacation, we have about an average of 2 weeks. And the sad thing about that is that even though we get 2 weeks, most Americans don't take their full vacation. It probably has to do with the economy being the way it is. Some people are afraid to leave. But you really should take a vacation, because that's one of the great ways to celebrate and to restore. And it actually, you could tell your employer that it actually improves employees' productivity.
I'm all for that. Let's go to Chris in Elkhorn. Hi, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Hi, good morning, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I was just listening to all these ticks, all these points, and it struck me because, last year I went through some depression, and then I've been addicted to nicotine for like 25 years, but I quit smoking early January.
Good for you.
And then about 5 weeks ago, I quit chewing tobacco.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
That was the most difficult for like 2 weeks. The nicotine withdrawal just, it really like almost made me crazy. I had so much energy. I just started walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked and I walked.
Good.
And I would just be walking, and sometimes I just wouldn't feel like stopping. I would walk by my house four times, and one day I walked 13 miles without realizing it.
Wow.
And a lot of times I sing as I'm walking, and people look at me strange.
You are a literal walking pleasure principle. Good for you.
Really, I mean, he is.
Fantastic.
And that is, he's doing the exercise, and he's doing the creating, and I assume it helped him get over those withdrawal symptoms.
Yeah, how are you doing now? Are you?
Oh, totally. I mean, yeah, I you know, every three times a day, you know, I get a craving for some nicotine, but I'm too far off of it now to even think about going back. So, yeah, I try
to go
walking 5 miles a day or so, and feeling really really good.
Well, that's tremendous. Congratulations. And it's one of the most addictive substances that there is nicotine. So, you know, just understand that it's your body. It's your body craving. And every time you get that craving, if you can, I don't know, if you work in an office, get out and start walking until it subsides. And so I say that's great. You did absolutely everything right.
Yeah, Jerry called in to say that he used to be an alcoholic, but he's been sober now for 5 years, and he takes pleasure from playing with his children and making music. So
fantastic. Yeah. Another one. Two pleasure principles in one. They're all merged, as I said. They really can be. And that is absolutely the right way to do it. So kudos as well.
Jerry in Genesee.
All the right thing.
Jerry in Genesee Depot is with us, and Jerry, I know, has called in before. Jerry, you're a young man of 89 years old.
Ah, I guess that's what they call me.
Yeah.
But you know, it was so simple in my life. I bicycled a lot way back at the beginning in grade school, and I kept on doing it because I lived far from the school. And I live in the country, away from, not far from Ten Chimneys, if anybody knows what that is. But anyhow, I've been dancing most of my life, too. I came from a German family, and I started dancing right after high school. And I can find about five different kinds of dancing to do sometimes. Mondays and Fridays are a little touchy, but otherwise there's stuff going on all the time. But bicycling, you want to be out in nature. You can crawl up on little animals, they don't hear you coming, and being a farmer formerly, hey, you can see everything, and it's cheap. And you people in Madison, you got it made. You can go any direction and go
That's right.
a bicycle. So it's kind of a cheap sport too. You don't have to buy gasoline.
Yeah, so he's getting that movement with the bicycle, and he's out in nature, so he's getting that restoration, and he's feeding his spirit that way too. So again, another combination.
No wonder that he's a healthy and thriving 89-year-old and is going to continue on, because that's just fantastic. I also, biking is my thing as well, so I'm with you on that. I love it. I don't have the great outdoors like you guys because I live in New York City, but we do have a bike path that goes right along the Hudson River, and it's a wonderful thing to do. So keep it up. It's great. Keep dancing, too.
Yeah.
I love dancing. I've been dancing since I was a child. I took dance classes. And what I do is I have a teenage daughter, and I put on some earwormy pop music, and we dance with abandon alone in the privacy of our living room, so I don't mortify her. But I love to dance. I think it's one of the greatest things that you can do. So keep it up.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
And Jody, I wish we had more time, but we have to wrap up. At the end of your book, you recommend an exercise for people to help identify what type of natural high resonates with them. Can you briefly explain how we might do that?
Yes, I think you should make a list. I advise people to make a list of their favorite natural highs. And then after doing so, try to recreate them. I mean, you could also take out photographs and talk to your loved one about the memories that you had looking at the photographs, and then try again to recreate those memories, but also make new ones.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the best things that we can do.
Yeah, and I'm not asking you to shill for Wisconsin Public Radio, but since we are going to talk about giving to Wisconsin Public Radio, if Wisconsin Public Radio is important to our listeners, giving can be healthy for them, right?
Yep, absolutely. I noticed that in the pledge drive, someone used the word buzz.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
There is a high you get from giving. I'm telling you, you write out that check, you're going to feel great because you're doing something good for the community, and you're connecting with all the other smart, sophisticated people who listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. So you're part of a group, and you're going to feel better about yourself. I guarantee it. So go write out that check.
Thank you so much. Jody Gould is author of High, 6 Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape. So, Bill Martins, what a lead-in.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't end a content with a better lead-in than that. She's got good advice, and we're looking for 26 more of you to give to Wisconsin Public Radio to meet our hourly goal. We've got about 5 minutes to do that. So give to WPR to support the programs you depend on, like the Joy Cardine Show. Thank you if you have already have given. If you haven't, the time is now. Give at WDPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In just 1 month, there are hundreds of discussions on the Ideas Network. When you support WPR with a pledge, you're essentially making all of these discussions possible. So take that simple but powerful step right now. When you give at WDPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge matters, and every pledge helps pay for the programs you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. During this drive, ask for your I Love WPR magnets when you give $60 or more.
You'll get one large and one small magnet, and you can put them both on your car and drive around town and show off your love of Wisconsin Public Radio. That's the magnets for $60 a year or more, $5 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I listen because the information that they give you ideas, they cover topics, and they go into it in depth. Today they had the Holler Monkeys on, and that was pretty interesting. It's just such a great source of information and a chance to go places. Sometimes they take you on radio adventures, and that's kind of cool. Like the other day they had the lady who was an Arab who said she was the only Arab writer to write comedy books. She told stories, and she told some of the stories, and it was just very amusing. And what was the question again? I'm John Ink from Wausau, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for education and information. It comes to you. You don't have to go hunt it down.
You can make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. The state budget is in the news a lot, and as proposed, the budget puts state funding for Wisconsin public broadcasting at risk. The state's investment has brought a wide range of public broadcasting services to Wisconsin, like preparing kids for school, resources for K-12 education, and the ability to broadcast throughout the state.
Meanwhile, listener support, your support, keeps WPR programming strong. So thank you for your financial support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Susan from Madison, who made a pledge and said, thank you for all your wonderful and engaging programming. Your quality work is appreciated.
Good.
Well, thank you very much, Susan. Your pledge is not only appreciated, it's needed. This is listener-supported radio, and we couldn't do this without you. Thank you. You can make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Still looking for 25 pledges in the next few minutes. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins. This is the Ideas Network.